Blog Talk Radio.
No time for goodbye, he said, as he faded away. Don't put your life in someone's hands, they're bound to steal it away. Don't hide your mistakes, cause they'll find you, burn you. Then he said, if you wanna get out alive,
ear real soft. Jen, you know you're muted, right?
Yeah, I was muted. I'm no longer muted, but yeah, I was.
Yes, people, our website is having some connectivity issues. I don't know what they're doing over there. I'm not going to call them out because I love them. They take very good care of us for the most part. Well, I'll say their name because I said something nice. Dream Hostess, who takes care of us, they've been really sweet to us the years. We managed to get in there early, and they treat their older customers very nice, so we enjoy some perks that probably you all would be sick if you knew.
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Oh. It's just really, I got somebody who friended me on Ginger Rock's Facebook, and the name, I know the name, and I can't remember if it's from a game that we played together or if it's from a forum, and we're trying to decide where... How do we know each other? We know each other.
And I'd help you. But I will tell you this. When we are done upgrading, and actually we're starting this now, I'm starting to believe this whole zombie apocalypse thing is coming. We're going to start Zombie Watch. Did you hear about the porn star who ate somebody?
What? No, yes. I didn't hear about this. Porn star ate somebody? I mean, come on. They eat a lot of things all day long. Besides the point, but they seriously, like, bit off?
He was arrested, and I'm trying to find the story because I had it open a second ago. I accidentally closed it.
Was it like eating the person, or was it like
no, not
eating something off?
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Okay, wait a minute. I have to find the story.
Ow.
I know what you're talking about. That's a whole different kind of eating, girl. Okay, yeah. So I found it. His name is
It wasn't just a protein shake kind of thing. I was totally wrong, but you knew I was going to go there.
Totally wrong. His name is Luca Rocco Magnotta, and he apparently, well, he's French. There's some video footage of, again, they're calling suspected Montreal murder Luca Rocco Magnotta, and the video shows him eating the body parts of his alleged victim. Police said this on yesterday. Montreal Police Commander Ian Lafreniere said that while it could not be confirmed, his officer suspected Magnotta of eating parts of the lover he is accused of killing and dismembering. German prosecutors further revealed yesterday that they intended to extradite Magnotta to Canada following his surprise arrest in Berlin on Monday. The pornographic film actor and model, who is 29 years old, is wanted on suspicion of murdering and dismembering his male Chinese student lover and sending his victim's body parts to political parties in one of Canada's most gruesome killings. Woo-hoo.
See, I heard about that, but I did not hear that he ate him.
Yeah, he has fled from Montreal to Berlin via Paris. He was arrested in an internet cafe in the German capital on Monday morning. Yesterday, he appeared before a judge and was remanded in custody until further notice. Prosecutors say that they are awaiting a request from Montreal police for his extradition. A spokesman said the process could take several days. Canadian police have confiscated a film of a man killing his victim with an ice pick. The video is thought to show Magnotta murdering his 33-year-old lover, Junlin. His motive is said to have been jealousy. The killer suspected of dismembering his victim's body and posting parts of the corpse to Canada's conservative and liberal parties. Magnotta is named a psycho killer because the soundtrack to the video allegedly showing the murder carried excerpts from the film American Psycho.
Wow. All right, you people. I'm totally going there. You people.
Zombies. Burn them. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. And I actually have to censor myself this early in the morning because this is not what I want to be saying. Holy, you nuts. Nuts. Crazy. Don't eat me. Okay? I know I'm sweet. I know I'm cute. But I'm not chocolate. All right?
I am. No, I'm caramel. But anyway, don't eat me.
Yeah, don't eat my Cora either. I kind of need her. Kind of need her just a little bit.
Oh, my God. You guys, I'm telling you, the zombie apocalypse is coming.
Man, you guys.
Three people in the past 3 weeks that have been eating other folks. And I think there's a mother who ate her child. I'm serious, people.
I heard about this. Something about, like, ate the kid's brain and fingers. Did you hear about that?
I vaguely heard something about it. It is so gruesome. I'm...
Disgusting. Gruesome is one thing. Disgusting is... Oh, my God.
And Jay is asking a question on the Twitter. Would you rather battle your neighbor with a samurai sword or a chainsaw? I'm going to say gasoline in a match, personally, because there's zombies. All of you are zombies. All of my neighbors.
There's zombies all up in here.
I'm telling you, I am going to start stockpiling the beans. I need the protein.
Yeah, definitely something. Something is going on, and this is just nuts. And
it says someone has eaten the guy's brain and heart in Maryland. See?
Yes. That was his roommate, his college roommate. Yeah, the guy lived with his parents and his brothers, whatnot. They brought over had a roommate that went to college with him, and yeah, killed him, hacked him up, and was eating him. And see, the deal was, he was, like, leaving messages on a forum talking about, like, mass killings and stuff. And nobody was tipped off that this dude is crazy.
We really need an internet police. I mean, this is your job. You do this all day. You look for things like this. You investigate. You watch. We really need that. Don't make us appoint ourselves it, because if we do it, some people are going to be in trouble that we just decide we don't like. No, I'm kidding.
Right. I'll be like, you know what? I'll be like, you, and you. Out of here.
Your internet has been revoked.
Yeah, bam. Internet license has been revoked, baby. What you going to do now? Huh?
This is scary.
This is nuts. I mean, seriously, it's a zombie flipping apocalypse.
Is it in the Bible? Is the zombie apocalypse in the Bible? Somebody.
I don't know, but it's kind of giving me the heebie of the bejeebies.
The book of Samuel J. Jackson says, and I quote verse 5, passage 6, "And thy shall eat other people's, and be dubbed a zombie, and be beheaded, burned, or shot in the head."
Eeps. Did I mention eep? Not cool. Ah, oh, creepy people.
We're laughing, but I'm serious. I'm doing mental inventory in my garage where I have a chainsaw.
Right.
Y'all are playing. I start seeing my neighbors, and I've already told my neighbor. Ironically, my neighbor is not a gamer. One of my neighbors that lives across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this discussion often because I keep telling him a zombie apocalypse is coming. So we have zombie evacuation plans in effect now. When I saw him yesterday, I said, "Look, have you been paying attention to the news?" He says, "Yeah, you were joking." I said,
"No, we're not joking. We're serious."
I've already told you, you're in the garage when I get ready to leave here, when the full-scale invasion or, you know, when a breakout happens, and I'm going to need you to walk up to me, and you're going to need to hold up your arms and shirt, and I'm going to need to see your legs and make sure you've not been bitten. If you've been bitten, you will be shot on sight and left for dead, just like the game, and I'm going on my way.
I know, right?
I'm not going to ask any questions. I don't want to, "Oh, my God, oh, it's just a little bit of bite." You have about 10 seconds to say, "Oh, the dog bit me," and then I'm going to need to see the dog's teeth because I'm going to need to verify this information. And if your dog is acting funny, she will be shot on sight.
Yeah, because, you know, we're not certain whether or not this is going to be, you know,
airborne, carried by animals. I know in I Am Legend, it, you know, animals were immune, but we don't know if that's going to be for certain. So some of you apparently are catching something. You're eating people. You may not have the flesh falling off just yet. Because keep in mind, people, when it happens, they're not all going to be all fleshy-faced and looking crazy. Whenever we come into it in the movies, they've been dead for a while.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, of course, they look normal. That's why they're eating brains and fingers now. And you're like, "Oh, it's not a zombie." No, you are a zombie. You just haven't
totally
yet. I'm not going to give you a chance to bite me. Anyway, we need to move on to our gaming news. Then Jiggy will be shot and left for dead.
No, don't shoot me. I'm too cute to be shot. There will be people who miss me.
Not if you're a zombie.
All right, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what have I got? I have got all sorts of stuff going on right now. None that is as fun as zombies. But we do have some infected games. Right, people.
Uh-oh.
Not cool. Not cool. You know, it's one thing when you infect people's phones. It's a whole other thing when you infect their computer because they're watching porn. But now you're infecting my games? I'm going to have to come lay the smackdown on you. It's not going to be fun. All right, so South Korean man infected online game software for cyber attacks. Yeah, all right, so according to South Korean newspaper Korea Jungang Daily, I probably said that totally wrong, a South Korean man has been arrested for his part in proliferating online game software that contains malware, turning the computers it was installed on into zombie machines that were then used in two separate attacks against computers at the Incheon International Airport. Anyways, authorities say that the 30-year-old man, known only by the last name of Joe, began his nefarious deeds in 2009 when he traveled to Northeast China to meet with North Korean government agents, allegedly from the Reconnaissance General Bureau. Joe asked the agents to develop game software that contained malware for use in a cyber attack on South Korea. According to South Korean officials, the man shelled out tens of millions of Korean won for... shelled out tens of millions of Korean won for the infected games.
Yuan. I think that's how you say it.
Something. Which he then... Yeah, they spelled it won, like W-O-N. I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. Anyways, for the infected games, which he then distributed throughout the country to South Korean online game operators. According to authorities, when these games were played, the malware built into them activated and were ready to be used remotely for cyber attacks. Inevitably, they were used to target a distributed denial of service attack against Incheon International Airport. The attacks were launched several times in March 2011. South Korean officials finally caught up with Joe, who they arrested for violating the national security law. What will happen to him remains to be seen, but if he is found guilty, we suspect he'll do a lengthy prison sentence in a South Korean correctional facility. Ooh, and who is dinging me and where from?
I was about to ding you. Okay. I got the most hilarious.
Yay!
No me for you, Xbox. I love the picture that she just sent. And this is so Ginger. You're a great friend, but if zombies chase us, I'm tripping you.
A true story. No, I'm not going to trip you. I'm just going to shoot your ass.
I prefer to trip. You know, the zombies like their meat live. I've figured that out.
There's that. There's definitely that. Definitely that. Yeah, I don't want to die. I don't want to be a zombie.
Y'all be aware. Be aware.
Yeah.
Be aware.
We were debating this the other day. If you hang somebody who's been bitten, will they come back to life and be like a zombie on a rope?
Well, ironically, see, you need to watch The Walking Dead, because there's a scene in there exactly like that. The guy tried to hang himself because, you know, he realized he was turning and he just came back as a zombie. He's just hanging there. Trying to bite people.
I mean, it could be a cool little parlor trick kind of thing, but still, you know?
Look at my zombies. Okay, again, people, if we need to educate you on the way to survive a zombie apocalypse, remember, zombies that have no arms and no jaw cannot bite. So, if you manage to get caught up, you start cutting off the arms and then aim for the jaws. I would suggest that you wear goggles and mouth cover, because they never do that in the movies. If you're infected by the blood, wouldn't it get into your eye? I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know, right?
Into your mouth as you're screaming, so you want to cover those areas and just start pulling jaws down.
I was making a list the other day. You need softy. Oh, my God. All right. Somebody is dinging me on Facebook. Somebody throwing me off.
I don't even want to know what that's about with the word softy in it, Ginger.
Not like that. Anyways, safety goggles and some kind of mask. Because you do not want this in your nose, you do not want this in your mouth, and you do not want this in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And gloves. You want gloves.
You want gloves because if you have to do some hand-to-hand, you don't want them biting your hand.
Yes.
Say nice work gloves.
You have like a little bitty nick on your hand or something.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You don't know how contagious this is.
That's right. Nice hand gloves. You want to tape them down with some duct tape to your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's what we're saying. Wear long pants, girls, because I know in the movies they have us looking cute. We got on shorts with a nice little top.
I know. How are you running in six-inch stilettos? No.
Stilettos are good for jamming zombies in the eye. A nice pair of Joel Madden's good to the eye. It's a nice long six-inch heel. You know, stab and stab. So you can keep your Joel Maddens. They have a purpose. But don't wear them is what I'm saying. They're good also for stabbing in the head. We'll be providing these zombie updates throughout the show. Anyway, get off my island, Ginger.
I don't want to.
Okay, actually, that's the name of a game. It's launching out at E3 as we speak. It's by...
Oh, yeah? Is it going to be like this other one? Because, you know, I'm totally, totally in love with this right now.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's from a company called Elite Goods, and you don't want to know how goods is spelled. It's going to be available for the first time ever on iPad, iPhone, and iPod in the App Store today. It's supposed to set itself apart from other slingshot action games by allowing players to build your own level, and you can share it with your friends. Get Off My Island is an action adventure. It's rated 4+. Yeah, Apple, like everybody's going to adopt that. 4+, we don't know what the hell that means, Apple. I'm assuming that means 4-year-old plus, but it could be the rating. It's supposed to be a creative challenge for gamers of all ages. Players slingshot talking fruit at obnoxious tourists to defend Gomi Island in 60-plus levels. Players can build their own levels, a feature that is first of its kind on the App Store for slingshot action games. By connecting with Facebook, players can challenge your friends to beat their levels. Get Off My Island is available for iPhone, iPod, and for about 99 cents. If you get it on the iPhone and iPod, it's $1.99 if you get it on the iPad, which includes access to the Build the Board function. There's also a free light version available on all iOS devices. Get Off My Island is available worldwide, exclusively through the App Store in the games category. Enjoy. That's pretty much all I can say. They didn't really send us any screenshots or anything, so I can't tell you what it looks like. But it sounds interesting for those of you who are, we tell you you're a little bit into game development, that game level building thing is kind of basic level design. Go in and make something cool if you and practice and see if you like building levels. Good fun.
Yeah, good fun, good practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's always nice to learn something new. All right, this one is kind of short, so I'm going to end up grabbing two. XBLA Minecraft sells 2 million units. According to a couple of tweets from the guys at Mojang today, the Xbox Live Arcade version of Minecraft is the best-selling Xbox Live Arcade ever. Did you expect anything else? I mean, seriously. All right, so best-selling live arcade game ever in less than a month, says Minecraft creator and Mojang boss Marcus Persson on Twitter earlier today. Am I following him? I'm going to pull that up. Anyways, Mojang business developer Daniel Kaplan later tweeted that the Xbox 360 version of the game has already managed to sell over 2 million units.
Yeah, how many were refunded is the question.
That's a very, very, very good question. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so apparently across all platforms, Minecraft has sold 10 million units to date. That is crazy. And especially since, you know, they're kind of like an indie. Or at least they were, you know? You muted yourself, so...
I was trying not to smack my gum in people's ear. I think they were an individual before, and then he ended up grabbing a staff after he realized this was going to take off. Well...
I don't know. All right, well, I got another one. All right, so... I cannot talk. Microsoft brings $99... Oh, good Lord. Can I just start over? I need, like, a whole restart of this day, people. Y'all
fit
have
out,
no idea. This day has been the worst day ever. With a few bright moments. But anyways, Microsoft brings $99 Xbox 360 bundle to Best Buy and GameStop. If you were aching to get that $99 Xbox 360 deal, then you might be happy to hear that Microsoft will extend the pilot program beyond the Microsoft Store to other retailers, including Best Buy and GameStop, later this month. The $99 Xbox 360 offers consumers a 4-gigabyte system and a pricey subscription to Xbox Live for a mandatory period of 2 years. Microsoft said that it would limit the number of units distributed to these partners. This bundle requires purchasers to sign up for a 2-year contract and Xbox Live Gold monthly subscription priced at $14.99. Microsoft
really?
Added that it will extend. Yeah, I know. That it will extend or expand the program based on user demand. If you enjoy this business model popularized by mobile phone providers that lock you into a 2-year contract, then you'll be chomping at the bit to get involved in this one.
Ew.
Yeah, no, so as is, my Xbox is on the fritz. So I paid much more for it. I'm not paying you the monthly fee. And you're going to fix it. You are. You really, really, really,
you
really
heard that.
I am not happy.
Get him, Ginger.
I'm going to, too.
Get them, Ginger. Cut them.
Get them with a paper cutter to the face or something.
Bop. They'll be the first to turn to zombies, so it's okay.
Microsoft? Yeah, doesn't surprise me.
I'm kidding. They're going to come after us. You know, we get told to be quiet all the time. If you all only knew.
I love you, Microsoft.
Well, not the news stuff, but certain things we're saying are a little close to some things you all are not supposed to be knowing. I get an email. They're going to need you to be quiet.
I'm going to need a couple of games.
I'm in the system over there. I can't do it, Ginger. Okay. Those of you who have a LinkedIn account, including ourselves, may not be happy when you hear this next one. It has sprung a leak. LinkedIn has a leak, yes. A hacker has reportedly stolen and published around 6.5 million hash passwords from the company following security revelations regarding the way LinkedIn's mobile app handles your calendar data. A Russian hacker uploaded the hash passwords, meaning they're protected and not just plain text, to his forum this morning requesting help to get them deciphered. Several security researchers say the link is likely legitimate, including researcher Per Thornsham. LinkedIn said on Twitter this morning that it's looking into the report. In a new update on Twitter recently, LinkedIn said, "Our team continues to investigate, but at this time we're still unable to confirm that there has been any security breach. Please stay tuned here." You might want to go over and follow LinkedIn. The big takeaway for now, according to VentureBeat, is that you should probably change your LinkedIn password ASAP. I already did mine. If your password is decently sophisticated, the hackers likely won't be able to unencrypt it. But as always, it's better to be safe about these things. It's also unclear if the hackers got hold of LinkedIn usernames, which would make it easy for them to get into accounts. Earlier this morning, the Next Web reported that LinkedIn's calendar feature in its mobile app transmits data back to the company. LinkedIn shot back with a response quickly saying that this feature is completely opt-in, though it's a bit unclear what gets transmitted when you agree to it, and the data is sent over a secure SSL connection. TNW claimed the information was sent over unsecured and in plain text. There's a statement that's been released by the head of LinkedIn's mobile app, Jeff Redfern. He says, "In order to provide our calendar service to those who chose to use it, we need to send information about your calendar events to our servers so we can match with people's LinkedIn profiles. That information is sent securely over SSL, and we never share or store your calendar information. In an effort to make that algorithm matching people with profiles increasingly smarter, we pulled the complete calendar event, including email addresses of people you're meeting with, and meeting subject, location, and meeting notes. To make amends, Redfern says that LinkedIn will no longer collect information stored in the meeting notes portion of your calendar entries. The company has already updated its Android app, and Redfern says that it's submitted a change to Apple for its iOS app." Yeah, good luck with that. I was going to download the LinkedIn app, too, and that's Ginger changing hers right now here.
Actually, no, that was me telling the Dark One that if he needs places to shop, to let me know. This is – you should always change your passwords anyways. You shouldn't keep them overly long. I mean, even if you have just a list that you are switching out every couple of weeks, you use the same ones, I don't care. Mm-hmm. At least switch them out and make sure that they're good ones. No names of your spouse, your kids, your dogs, your cats, none of that. Your car. I'm not going to name who I know who uses their car. It's not a good one. That's like the third thing I guessed.
Ew. You...
Yeah.
Matter of fact, well, let me go ahead and do this story since this is directly after LinkedIn. There's a new company that's looking to jump into that pool that LinkedIn has done. So if you're thinking about leaving LinkedIn, there's a new service called Identified. It's a social career site aimed directly at you young, fresh college graduates with the new kid stamped on your forehead and 20-somethings who would secretly rather play Call of Duty than build a professional profile. Tuesday, Identified announced a $21 million funding round. Identified uses your Facebook data and a dash of gamification to make looking for a job and polishing your professional appearance just a little less boring. You sign in with your Facebook account, and Identified knows where you went to school, what job you hold now, and where you worked before. I don't like all that. Stop it. You can then connect with your friends and other young professionals to build a network of people who want to brag about their jobs. In the last 8 months, we've been establishing critical mass, which we've done with 10 million users, and we've been encouraging our users to input professional information to grow their profile. So this is from Brendan Wallace, who's the co-founder of Identified. He said this in an interview with our homie Slices over at VentureBeat. He says, we've combined the best learnings of social products and gaming products and applied that to a professional space. This summer, the company is launching a business-focused site where companies can actively seek identified users to hire. Identified job seekers can beef up their profiles to attract companies to hire them. The problem with LinkedIn is that people on it are much older and aren't actively seeking employment as well as older. Wow, Wallace, way to go. These young people are going to get old one day. Just keep in mind, you're not going to stay young forever. He believes that that identified can be a LinkedIn for the younger generation who get excited about earning points and badges.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Part of me is kind of like, that sounds cool. The part of me likes gaming. The other part of me is kind of like, you know, if I am hiring somebody, I don't know if I want to hire somebody from a website that kind of advertises, this is for you slackers who don't actually want to fill out this information. You just do it because, you know, it's fun and it's game over here, you know?
I don't like that he decided to leave out the old people. Older people, you know.
I'm never getting old. Screw that.
But yes, you are. We're all going to get older.
No.
And we have to stop with the whole, if you're old, you're useless. I'd like to point out to you younger people out there, I have to point this out all the time. Some little guy was telling me, you know, older people don't understand the gaming generation. I said, honey, who do you think makes the games? Do you think there's a 16-year-old kid sitting around that programmed Call of Duty? These guys that make Call of Duty are between the 40 and 60 years old, and they've been gaming since they're your age. You don't have a lock on the gaming thing. Somebody that you consider old made this game, and you love it.
It's very true. I mean, who is it? Iwata from Nintendo?
Yeah, Satoru is he 60? He's 60, almost 60,
yeah.
70 years old?
Yeah, he's something like that.
And just awesome. I sit in his lap.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love you, man.
I'd even call him daddy.
What am I?
Oh, my God. All right. I gotta stop giggling. All right. So, ACTA rejected by 4th European Parliament Committee. The Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement ACTA has now been rejected by 4 European Parliament committees, according to a press release issued by the European Union. The latest committee to urge the Parliament to reject the treaty is the Development Committee. Prior to that rejection, the Civil Liberties Committee, Industry Committee, and Legal Affairs Committee gave similar recommendations. At a vote of 19-1, 3 abstained, the Development Committee recommended that Parliament reject the treaty. While the decisions of all these committees are non-binding, they certainly have an influence on members of the European Parliament. Their recommendations will be passed on to the International Trade Committee, the lead committee on the ACTA. The committee will vote on the treaty before it is scheduled to go before the full Parliament on July 3rd. All right, my main comment is, oh my God, how many committees do y'all have? Holy crap, no wonder nothing ever gets done. Seriously. So many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Damn straight.
All right, so that was a short one. Can I grab another?
But of course, Sally. Do it.
Awesome. Oh, I like it. It just helps me to do it. All right, zombie. Did we already talk about Zombie Playground?
No, we did not.
All right, Zombie Playground. After years of providing quality illustration, artwork, and animation for the entertainment and advertising industry, Massive Black is releasing its own game, Zombie Playground, through Kickstarter. Yay for Kickstarter! In Zombie Playground, you take on the role of a kid during a zombie apocalypse as seen through his or her imagination. Ooh, I like that, or her. Your school is overrun by the undead, and it's up to you and your friends to do whatever it takes to survive. Zombie Playground is an online team-based action arena game with RPG elements. Gameplay will be deep, challenging, and rewarding. The game combines childhood nostalgia with horrific monsters, visceral combat, and a unique atmosphere straight out of a child's nightmare. We do want to make it very clear, this game is not for kids. All right, so the game world. The mood we want to capture in Zombie Playground is the feeling you had as a child when you were completely immersed in your imagination, fighting monsters, shooting guns, and doing things that you thought were cool from your favorite movies, comics, and video games. For Zombie Playground, the setting is inspired from popular zombie franchises and will take place in the local middle school. We aim to deliver all of the horror and tension associated with zombie titles, but spiced up with some good old childhood nostalgia. It can be easily explained in the following formula. Goonies plus Attack the Block plus Walking Dead equals Zombie Playground. This sounds
nice,
like fun.
Nice little cross up there.
Yeah, all right. So they say it is a third-person shooter and an action RPG. Sounds like it's going to be fun. I have this up on, at least I think I do. Yeah, I think I do. Up on GameMatrix.com this morning, so head over there and check it out. And come play with me, because I think I want to play that.
Is it already out?
I don't know. I'm going to find out. I'm wondering.
Because it seems like they're still just trying to get the money together if they're on Kickstarter.
Get the money. All right, so when it comes out, Massive Black, I want this. Just saying. I will show you partial fluffy cake.
Okay, remember this app we told you about called Get Taxi, where if you're in New York, you're looking for a taxi, you get one, and then you go find them. Okay, well, it looks like we told them that it would be a great idea if they would expand. Of course, if you live in New York, you already know this. There are tons of yellow cabs everywhere. You can stand on the corner, you hold up your hand, all Carrie Bradshaw style, and yell out, taxi! And then suddenly they pull up next to you. Well, Israel-based Get Taxi, which we told you about a few months ago, still sees room for improvement. However, they have raised about $20 million, and they're going to expand even further in the Big Apple. Get Taxi places GPS components into taxi cabs and provides customers with an application to flag down a cab using your mobile phone. I don't know. I kind of like the whole flagging thing. I've been looking forward to going to New York so I can stand on the corner with my pretty shoes on and pretend like I'm Carrie and, you know, wave my hand and use my big girl voice. You've heard my big girl voice. Luckily, y'all
big
on air
girl
have
voice. Yay!
Y'all know the one I use when I call Baby Nature from the other room? Yeah, that's the voice you use for a taxi. Yeah, that's the big girl voice.
I was in trouble for that.
Yeah, that's why the cab is going to pull over. They're going to be like, oh, my God. Is she talking to me? Five of them are going to pull over. So right off the bat, the company has some major challenges ahead of it. The mobile taxi app space is a full one. I've never seen one here for Texas, though. Companies like Taxi Mojo and Uber and Halo. Yes. Halo, like hail a cab and then oh, very smart. They're already in operation. Many also feel this kind of company survives in places where hailing taxi cabs is a nightmare, which is one of the reasons why Uber has had so much success in San Francisco on the other side of the country. But Get Taxi is inspired by New York City's Major Bloomberg and his Big Apps Challenge. Remember we told you they were doing some special things for the tech industry in New York, and which is really nice. What that is that the city of New York opened up its data to developers around the world to come with app solutions to problems that are happening in New York. According to Herman, polls indicate that people wanted to see apps helping New Yorkers pay for taxis. So 2012 is the biggest year in New York transit, said Get Taxi's United States Chief Executive Jim Wang Herman in an interview with our peoples over at VB. He says, right now, timing is perfect for New York because I think the residents really are demanding something new. Using this funding, Get Taxi will submit a request for a proposal to the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, called the TLC, that will include features like enterprise accounts and different payment options. Get Taxi also wants a built-in feature for splitting a taxi with others in your area. How cool! For example, if you live in Williamsburg and need to go to Midtown, you can see if anyone else in your area is requesting a similar trip, order the cab together, and split the cost. Herman is actually a cab driver herself. That's right. It's a woman. After graduating NYU, she took a job with J.P. Morgan. She's always been interested in cab drivers and decided to work out a second job agreement with the financial firm to get her taxi driver's license. Now, as CEO of USA for Get Taxi, Herman says she tries to drive one of New York's classic yellow taxis every day, gleaning useful insight from her passengers. She said, I had to jump through legal and compliance hoops at J.P. Morgan to get my taxi license. There have been many bankers who leave finance to drive a taxi, but for me, it was never out of necessity. Competitor Halo recently themselves received a $17 million round of funding from well-known venture firm Accel Partners. The London-based company, whose name stands for Hailing a Cab, provides an application-only solution that actually focuses on the cabbies as opposed to the customer. Halo's idea is that if you give cabbies the tools to better serve their customers and the cab community, the services will naturally improve. Herman says that Get Taxi is set apart from Halo because it actually gets to know all the drivers from using its service and brings them in for consultations with Get Taxi staff. He says, we meet all of our drivers one by one because we give them a GPS driver box. We teach them that Get Taxi culture is we actually train them on customer service, which is sorely lacking in a lot of places.
True story.
Get Taxi also holds taxi driver conferences and other events to hear from drivers and create a bigger Get Taxi community. The company was founded in February 2010 and currently has big-name clients such as Google and PwC using their enterprise service abroad. The round was led by Lynn Blatnovic, This is from Access Industries, which led the company's first round of funding. It has since received $30 million in funding and has 110 employees and 400,000 downloads for its iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and Symbian apps. They covered all their bases. I'm going to New York, and the first thing I'm going to do is pull it out. Mm-hmm. But I'm still going to raise my hand. And I'm still going to raise my hand when he comes and put out. Oh, I see you see my new shoes, girl.
You got new shoes?
You remember I told you I got the birthday present? I finally found a garish but lovely pair of shoes that I'm just going to wear while I mow the lawn. It don't really matter.
That's nice. Do they have zombies on them?
No, but they do handle zombie killer, remember?
I want those damn shoes.
Are they zombie finger shoes?
I don't. You've seen the ones I'm talking about, right? They're on that stupid ad on like every webpage ever. Get these great shoes or whatever.
They just want you to click.
I want those zombie shoes.
Wait a minute. Jay says partial fluffy cake. Is that the side fluff? The edges of the brownie are always the best part, you know? You know what? I don't know what you two are talking about, but I do not want to be a party.
No, I'm blushing.
I would like to not be a part of that conversation, you dirty, dirty boys and girls out there.
It's my future ex-husband, right?
I'm done now.
I got to promise him something for the half of the gaming collection.
I'll be done. I'm done.
All right, so I'm going to die. Aeon Free-to-Play Battle of the Factions in Tiamaranta. I hope I said that right. New Fortress and Artifacts. Really, people, can y'all not spell artifacts? Invite you to the ultimate showdown. Aeon's upcoming update 3.0 is the most extensive since its release, along with countless innovations in PvE, player versus environment. It also offers new challenges for high-level players in PvP. Yes, which is what I like. In the fight for 4 new fortresses and 11 artifacts, NCSoft and Gameforge are sending all 3 factions into battle at the same time. I would like to point out that the third faction does not count if it's AI. All right, so the new territory, Tiamatra, houses 4 fortresses, which are being defended by the Balur monster hordes using any means necessary. These fortresses can be attacked and conquered by the Ilios as well as Asmodeans. What makes this especially exciting is that both factions can try to capture the fortresses at the same time whilst having to fight each other and the Balur. That is not new. Anyways,
y'all got the ginger angry.
Seriously, do not tell me, oh, we've got new PvP for you. No, that is not new. We were always fighting each other, the Ilios and the Asmodeans, at the same time trying to kill the Balur, which are AI.
See what y'all did? Y'all made the ginger go in the high register.
Did. You did. You totally did. Because it's not, don't tell me you got something new and cool and exciting, and then give me the same damn thing. All right, so Tiamaranta's Eye. Each fortress in Tiamaranta is assigned 2 artifacts each, which are protected by boss monsters. These are all in Tiamatra's Eye. If a faction manages to gain an artifact, they will be rewarded with positive status changes, offering a crucial advantage in the battle for one of the fortresses. Because each fortress lies in opposite corners of the region, with Tiamatra's Eye in the center, these PvP battles take on epic proportions and demand the very best of every player's abilities. In the Eye itself, the factions fight another reincarnation of Tiamat, an ultimate showdown battle. This battle is, of course, rewarded with very special items and numerous abyss points. All right, so I know I do have this up on GameNatrix.com this morning. Head over and check it out. Do it. Do it.
Okay. A couple of quick things. If you thought E3 was boring or you loved it this year, make sure you drop by our front page and get on the poll. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Also, tomorrow night when we do our Thursday night show, we'll be there probably extra hour and a half if we haven't told you. We'll be talking about some E3 things, games that did manage to stand out. Watch Dogs is actually getting a lot of love. So I'm excited, but I'm hoping it doesn't, you know, E3 next year doesn't roll around and it's still not out. I'm looking at you. What's that game from the PlayStation we were waiting for? Wizard something? I don't know. I forgot the name of it now. I'm Alive is another one. Took 2 years, and it's still... Is it out? I don't even know. I don't care. But anyway, we'll be talking about that tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes, we will.
Okay, they got some conspiracy theories going on over at THQ. Mm-hmm.
What kind of conspiracy theories we got going on?
Well, THQ's new president, Jason Rubin, who is rather hot, I might add. Hello there, Jason. Has spoken out over accusations that the company used E3 to bury news of its closure, a studio closure in San Diego. He told people over there, we don't say their name either, it's a conspiracy theory to think we're trying to bury the news in E3. He says, you can flip that and ask, what was the best time for the UFC and EA to announce their new partnership? Obviously, E3. It's simply not the case that we tried to bury it at E3. THQ's San Diego studio, which worked on the UFC franchise, was confirmed as closed yesterday. He says, it's an extremely painful thing to have to lay someone off, especially in this economy. We did right by them. We did much more than was required by California law to help them, and we're actively seeking something for them to do. And we have set up a situation so that they have the best possible chance of finding something to do. But this was a necessary thing for THQ. He said the cuts were essential to THQ's moving forward as a publisher and apologized to those that had been affected. Because I think at this point, as far as development goes and as far as teams go, we are the perfect size to go forward. Now, if you're one of those people who got fired, you know where to go, GameMatrix.com. We have a bunch of lovely featured jobs.
We do. We have all kinds of jobs up there. Go check them out.
You may have to move across the country, but its cost of living in Texas is much lower than California, than anywhere else in the country, I might add. So right now, the featured job of the day is the games programmer down in Austin, Texas. I'm trying to see what company it is. Actually, it is something called Multimedia Games. Go check it out down in Austin. It's a little hot this time of year, but you'll be all right. You'll live. They got some great benefits, apparently. They got 401K, healthcare, educational reimbursement, gym, health club, employee wellness program, flex spending. Come on, casual work environment. Good job.
That sounds awesome.
So go by our job boards. We have some great jobs up if you're looking for one. And if you want to post a job, doesn't cost you much. Looking for some new employees. Check it out. Post a job. $70 for a week. Find lots of people that way. And we are across a network of lovely people. So we'll find them for you. We'll find you some new people to work at your company. Find you a new job. Get on it.
All right. So what do we got? Intended for holiday release, features new gameplay and a new game mode. And the adventure continues. An all-new expansion of Trine 2. I hope I said that right. Finnish game developer Frozenbyte has today announced that the best version of its acclaimed fantasy adventure game, Trine 2, is in development exclusively for Nintendo's Wii U. Intended to be launched in the holiday season of 2012, which means it's going to come out probably the same time as the release as the Wii U, Trine 2 Director's Cut features the critically acclaimed original game with numerous enhancements and gameplay polish, alongside a new game mode called the Magic Mayhem, designed exclusively for Wii U. The upcoming new expansion campaign is also planned to come out on Wii U. We are thrilled to work on Wii U and bring the best version of Trine 2 to the platform, says Lori Hevernen. Anyways, whatever your name is. Sorry, person. Lori H. from now on, okay? CEO of Frozenbyte, and continued, Trine 2 Director's Cut features many things that we had to cut from the original release on the other platforms, and a completely new user experience tailored especially for Wii U. We're also going to introduce the new Magic Mayhem party mode that brings the frantic multiplayer of Trine 2 into a more challenging environment where players can battle and laugh together. Simultaneously, we are working on the upcoming expansion for Trine 2, which will come out on Wii U at the same time. It will provide a fantastically exhilarating adventure following the heroic trio of Amadeus, Pontius, and Zoya, or as otherwise known, the Wizard, the Knight, and the Thief. The expansion is our best work yet and absolutely stunning in every respect, and it's going to be a fantastic experience on the Wii U. All right, so you want to see this? Head over to GameAndAtrix.com this morning and check it out. I am pretty sure I have, at least I think I had, a trailer up for you. And GameAndAtrix.com. Go do it. Do it.
What if they don't want to? What if they can't?
Well, then I'll fire them from a cannon into the sun.
That actually works for me.
All right.
I got some lovely new reports in from the people at Ericsson. Oh, I love when they send us these little bits. About 85% of the world's population is covered by high-speed mobile internet, or will be by 2017, according to Ericsson's traffic and market report. For many people around the world, a mobile phone will be the only means of accessing the internet soon. According to Ericsson's second traffic and market report released yesterday, 85% of the world's population will have internet coverage via at least 3G by 2017. There will be close to 9 billion mobile subscriptions compared to 6 billion by the end of last year. Machine-to-machine subscriptions will add to this figure. Meanwhile, mobile broadband subscriptions, meanwhile, are forecast to reach around $5 billion in 2017, compared to $1 billion by the end of 2011. In the report, Ericsson also predicts that by 2017, half of the world's population will also be covered by LTE/4G networks. Smartphone subscriptions will number around $3 billion in 2017, compared to the $700 million in last year. I think that's quite interesting. I don't know. I like having access to the internet on my phone, but having it as a sole access to the internet, not the best idea at all. Not the smartest.
No, especially not for us gamers. That just doesn't work.
Yeah, I need to be able to see my screen sometimes. I do like the, like I said, the new browsers that are coming out, but this is going to be a no-no for me.
She said no-no.
It's going to be a no-no. Stop, don't touch me there. These are my no-no squares. I had to reach back and grab that one from
me. Oh, my God.
Early GGR days. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Wow, my no-no squares.
Why, these are my no-no squares. You don't know about the no-no squares?
No, I've never heard about the no-no squares. Should I have no-no squares? Because
what do you mean, should you have no-no squares? You don't have no-no squares? Jay, get your friend. Get your friend, Jay.
So exactly where are these no-no squares? Because, you know, none of mine are square. Saying. All right, so judge denies Apple motion to ban sales of Galaxy Tab 10.1 tablet. While Apple had its fingers crossed and was probably wishing on stars, a federal judge isn't feeling it. U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh said on Monday that she could not rule on an Apple motion seeking a preliminary injunction against Samsung Electronics that would halt the sale of its Galaxy Tab 10.1 tablet in the U.S. because the appeals court still has jurisdiction on the case. The court determines that it currently lacks jurisdiction to issue a preliminary injunction as requested by Apple because the Federal Circuit has not yet issued the mandate. The Federal Circuit upheld Koh's refusal to stop sales of the three Samsung smartphones, but the decision left Apple with some wiggle room to try again at an injunction on the Galaxy Tab 10.1 product. Apple cited a procedural exception that would allow the U.S. District Court to issue an injunction while an appeal is pending, but Koh said that the exception didn't apply. In this case, Samsung was engaged in selling the Galaxy Tab 10.1 at the same time of the appeal. Thus, granting an injunction would prohibit Samsung from selling the Galaxy Tab 10.1. Oh, my God. All right. Galaxy Tab 10.1, altering the respective rights of the parties and changing the status quo that existed at the time of the appeal. The case is really about Apple's contention that Samsung's tablet copied designs from its devices and that the sale of the tablet is causing the company irreparable harm. The trial is scheduled for the end of July. Hey, Apple, I've seen what happens when you put any new products out. I've seen lines that go around the block, around the next block, and down the next floor. You're not hurt that bad, okay? What'd you do? Like, lose maybe 100 sales? You're okay. You're all right. You're all right. You're not as all right now that Steve Jobs is gone, but hey, you're still all right.
Well,
for now, give you 6 months. Maybe a different story. Because you're doing stupid stuff like this.
Well, I'm going to move along. Y'all got Ginger in the high. I'm going to move along. Y'all got Ginger in the high register. I didn't complete that sentence because I'm just, yeah, I'm. Wow. I don't even know what to say. Apple.
Do I need to be looking at your Skype?
No, I'm just like, I don't know what, I'm thinking Steve Jobs is gone. I'm like, how do you, it's like cutting the head off of the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's gone. It hurts me when I think about it. Yeah, sure, he may have been the devil, but he created something really great.
He was the devil we knew and we loved. And we
I don't know this new guy. I don't think I like him.
No.
He's not as charismatic.
No, it's because he doesn't do, you know, all the drugs that Steve Jobs did. It's true. He talked about it in his books. It's not like it was some big secret.
You know what? Here's an interesting side fact. The people who are good people who don't do anything are usually the people that aren't successful. It's always the crazy folks that did drugs and did all kinds of unscrupulous things that end up with these mega companies and admired. So, yeah, we'll talk about that off air. Anyway, those of you who love you some Civilization, GREE and 2K are going to work together to bring Sid Meier's Civilization and Pirates franchises to social platforms, which means once Pirates hits one of these Facebook things, seriously, you may never see me again. That's on my top five favorite games of all time list. No, I love the game. Top five favorite games of all time. That, Shadowrun, Theme Hospital, which I still play. love them. We'll play them to this day. In any case, new games are going to be developed at 2K Studio in China will be designed specifically to take full advantage of the smartphone platform. Greece social games have generated tremendous interest in Japan and are driving force in making Japan one of the most fascinating social gaming ecosystems in the world at present. Of course, according to Fabian Sufu, who's the vice Sufi, who's the vice president of online and social at Take-Two Asia. He said creating social mobile games based on Sid Meier's Pirates and Sid Meier's Civilization franchises are our way of connect with Japanese fans in a fun and innovative way. Pirates Legends is described as an interactive battle and questing game where players try to form the ultimate fleet team. For Civilization, gamers are required to build their own empire by waging war and establishing diplomacy, presumably with other players. Sid Meier's Civilization and Sid Meier's Pirates have been involved, beloved franchises, for decades, and Civilization has been recognized as one of the greatest strategy franchises of all time, with nearly 11 million units sold in worldwide. Recreating these timeless classics, according to Christoph Hartmann, who's the president of 2K, he says, recreating these classics on Gree's fast-growing platform is a fantastic opportunity for us to bring deep, rich gaming experiences to a whole new audience. Yay! Says, we're excited to work with renowned publisher 2K as it expands into the social mobile space and takes its award-winning franchises to the next level of gaming. This is our goal. I'm sorry, Yoshikazu Tanaka, who's the CEO of Gree, said that their goal is to build the best global social mobile gaming ecosystem for players, developers, and publishers around the world. Here comes hiccups again. What is this? This partnership is a big step towards evolving the traditional gaming world by creating a worldwide network for all types of gamers. Additionally, 2K will team with CyberAgent to bring the NBA 2K franchise to the Gree platform in Japan. The game will be designed for a mobile social gaming environment in player stats battle format. I wish you guys would do this here. I love those two games, Civilization and, well, Pirates. Oh, that is deep, deep love.
That is totally very, very deep love. All right, so what do we got? We've got, seriously, there's so much news with E3 going on. I don't even know where to start with some of this. I'm just going to grab one and go with it. Not that one, because it's only two sentences long. All right, this one works. Fantasyrama signals the unveiling of a new magical world for players to explore. Beginning today, players can now access the new magical online game Fantasyrama in 21 languages across the world during the international open beta. Fantasyrama comes from the developers of the renowned casual game Farmerama. Big Point's development team is pleased with the game's initial success. Over 70,000 fans have already registered to participate in the magical world of Fantasyrama. Fantasyrama combines popular fantasy elements in an enchanted setting with the beloved Farmerama game mechanics to create an exciting online experience that promises loads of fun and a large social community. The game's highly detailed and appealing graphics help to raise the bar in casual gaming. Fantasyrama not only offers players a diverse and relaxed game world, but also provides players with exciting quests and social interactions. Magical moments in the latest casual game we've got. If I can scroll, deep in a secluded alcove between pines and heather lies the magical world of Fantasyrama, where a myriad of elves, pixies, and mystical forest creatures dwell in the shadow of the Great Tree of Life. The might of the Great Tree, however, seems to be dwindling and threatens the very existence of the forest and all its inhabitants. Fantasyrama whisks players away into a world of wonder and magic, where life depends on energy that flora and fauna transmit to the Great Tree. Players cultivate flowers, trees, and magical beings in their own enchanted gardens in an effort to restore the Great Tree and the entire world to its glorious past. All right, so if you want to play this, which I think I might because it sounds kind of cute, fantasyrama.com.
Really?
Really, really. It does sound kind of cute. And, you know, I kind of get into the whole little farming and growing things games.
Yeah, but if it's like, what's the game we're playing? You know the one.
Idol Worship?
Yeah, Idol Worship. I cannot think of the name of it. I love the game. I really do, but I can never think
seriously,
of it.
Seriously, so addicted. I don't think... I've been addicted to some Facebook games before, but...
This one is cute because it's live interaction is what makes it so
fun. Yes, exactly, exactly.
It's not stopping.
And I can actually communicate in-game with the other people without them being on my Facebook, and I like that because some of you I play with, they're cool in-game, but I don't want you on my Facebook. Are y'all all right?
All right, here's some more interesting, useless facts for you. Smarter charging of mobile internet boosting is boosting the consumer experience. Ericsson is in love with us this morning. They sent us over something. Their consumer lab have studied whether smarter traffic charging and management of mobile internet could improve the consumer experience at the same time as securing operator revenue. The smarter mobile broadband study is based on interviews with 2,300 mobile internet users between the ages of 16 and 59 in the U.S., U.K., Indonesia, and Brazil. The study found that most important reasons for a mobile internet user to choose a specific plan are the network quality and coverage, the price for using data service, and how easy it is to understand the data plan. It also reveals differences in how respondents react about traffic management and charging concepts. Some elements were deemed attractive in all markets, while some had appeal only in certain markets, showing that offers and plans attractiveness vary among all countries in the world. 40 to 45% of respondents said they would use internet on their mobile phones if they had more access to better speed. And that's all they sent us. What is with you people at Ericsson, Verizon? They keep sending us these little bits. Yeah, I know why, but we don't want you to do that. Anyway, evil. I'm going to jump in here with one more real quick. And I should never scroll, but I do. I always do.
Never scroll. Scrolling is bad.
It is always a bad thing.
It's always bad. Mm-hmm. How the zombie started.
Shh, don't say it. Don't say it. Okay. Never mind. This has nothing to do with what it said it did. Maybe that's why I scrolled. It's sad. It's sad.
Is it sad? Is it really sad?
Did we talk about that? Well, that's in German. I can't read that.
I know. I told you there's so much news, and I was like sitting here clicking through the tabs going, all right, which one of you? I mean, because most of them, because it's E3, and I understand a lot of you are busy at E3 right now, so y'all are sending out press releases for what you're showing, except that you're only sending me two sentences. Sentences is not enough. I know y'all are partying, and y'all are having fun, and y'all are, you know, checking out the booth, babes. Booth guys.
Some of them probably do. Some years we have a couple of more women that are involved in PR that are getting out. Some booth guys. But
if Fallen Earth is there, they need to have some booth guys, and you know, like the whole dirty, grungy clothes and the mask. And oh good God.
Okay, Xbox Know Me For You is saying she already has Civ on her phone, and I'm about to tweet this to you, girl. Don't say that. Addicted chick right here. That's going to be my new name, Addicted Chick.
No, Jay, come back. Come back.
I'm sick of keys.
Okay. I'm sorry, Jay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
It is about time for us to go anyway.
Oh, God, it is.
Yeah, we'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early. And then, of course, you get us tomorrow night. We'll be talking about some E3 stuff and probably arguing back and forth. You know how we roll. As always, you can find us at GamerNatrix.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com, and GLaDOS is not going to let this music play, so we're probably just going to have to leave you. GLaDOS, why? Why do you do it? Every week, there's a song she doesn't want to play. I don't know what's going on with her.
I don't know. GLaDOS, give it up. I will come stab you in the face.
Let's try it again. There we go. Anyway, you know where to find us. You can find us on BT here 24/7, day or night, if you just really miss us. Turns out we have like 600 and some odd shows. That should keep you busy for a while.
Wow.
Go all the way back. So anyway, we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow.
So we're going to break like 1,000 within a year.
Probably the next year. I think I'm ready. Been locked up in the house way too long. It's time to get it. Cause once again he's out for the road. And my girl's going in right now. That has been a minute since I had come. He's been acting up. But he won't be the only one.
GLaDOS.
Later, boys and girls.